Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is Debbie Loosberg. Welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success, where we'll continue our discussion about this concept of success and what it means to you, and realizing that each one of us gets to define that. And what I like to do here, as you've noticed if you've listened several times, is focus on the inner success, not the outer, not the bells and whistles, the shiny, bright objects, the inner success, the feeling of confidence, the feeling of fulfillment, the feeling of purpose and meaning in our lives, the feeling that we can proceed, that we have knowledge of how to work through fears and obstacles. Those kinds of things are what we talk about here, building and pushing through and attaining the level of success that we want to on the inside first, and then the outside seems to follow. I like this quote: success is not about being better than someone else, it's about being better than you used to be. That's on the bottom of a friend of mine, her email. She always changes out her messages and quotes, and I captured that one the other day. I love it. So again, success is not about being better than someone else, it's about being better than you used to be. How many times have you, me, all of us, got caught up in comparing ourselves, comparing levels of success, comparing toys, the things that we own, the kind of shoes we wore, the bags we carried, the trips we went on? I bet all of us at one time or another in our lives have done that comparison. But if you listen continuously to this show, pay attention to some of the things that I write on my blog, you'll notice that the focus, once we turn it inside to ourselves and start building from there, everything else on the outside starts falling into place. Today I want to talk about your personal vision, and are you in alignment with it? Today's episode is called, What's Your Point? And I mean that most kindly. What is it you're trying to say, to do, to be? What is it you really, really want? What's the point of you? In other words, what's your vision, your hopes and dreams, your long-range plan, that bird's-eye view for your life? And that's the point of this week's message, your vision. Companies have visions for their futures. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, so should we, most definitely. Simply put, your vision is your idea of how you want your life to play out. Did you get that? Your vision is your idea of how you want your life to play out. It is all up to you. It's your decision. You might be living out your vision right now, or some pieces of it, in your work, volunteer efforts, and in your spare time, feeling that you are fulfilled, that you've got meaning in those things that you're doing. Good for you. Or maybe, like some people, you feel like you don't have a clear vision and are simply moving from day to day on the treadmill, getting things done, working through your to-do list, bringing home the paycheck. You probably have bits of a vision. I bet you do. And it's just covered up with distractions and the shoulds that get in the way. Think back to when you were a child, when you were going through school, and some of the visions and ideas that you had of what you wanted to be when you grew up, or ideas that you had for inventing something. Those kinds of things are clues to visions that we might tap into today and uncover. Putting your eye on your desired future gives you focus, meaning, and purpose because you know where you're headed. Your vision inspires you to keep moving toward the life you want because you can see it in your mind's eye, or maybe even on your vision board if you've created one of those. When I was first feeling my way through building my coaching practice and had numerous ideas, I'd tell my business mentor the latest one, and she would say, "What's important about that for you?" And I thought that was such a great question to get to the core of why. Why I'm doing what I do. What's behind all the doings I engage in every day? Because someone said I should? It's what everyone else is doing? It makes me look better, smarter, more successful? Or because it fits my vision? It's a tough question. Next time you're ready to take on something, ask yourself that same thing. It takes you right to the core of the why. What's important about this for me? And then the next question is this taking me closer to the life I want? And here's how to get clear on the life you want, your vision. Here's some bullet points, some ideas about getting clear on where you want your life to go, what it's all about. First, ask yourself, how do I want my life to be? What would I like to have in this life? What is it that's missing? What can I add into it? What would I rather have? Number two, get quiet and listen, because when you're still, you can hear yourself think. And your true self, those old ideas from when you were a child, can emerge. Number three, write it out. Capture the ideas. And seeing those words on paper makes it real and causes you to keep fine-tuning and to better remember. Number four, make it visible. Create a computer or a hard copy vision board with images representing your desires, maybe pictures out of magazines. Travel, relationship, healthy, fit body, home details, career activities, whatever it is that you want in your life, find some pictures of that, images. Post them around where you can see them. Create a vision board. You can do it elaborately on your computer. I'm sure there's tools on the internet. Number five, create some reminders, sticky notes with affirmations or words about your vision posted strategically around your daily path, in your car, on the mirror, or a mantra that you repeat easily throughout your day. I had one for many years. I still remember teach, train, mentor, coach. Those are the things I wanted to do in my work. And then finally, number six, keep taking steps and asking yourself those questions. Review and adjust as you go along, and you see yourself slipping into that life that you want, that vision that you have for yourself. Whatever your vision and dreams are, you can do it. Walt Disney, one of the geniuses around making dreams come true, said, if you can dream it, you can do it. Visioning helps us make those dreams more real and attainable. So no more beating around the bush. Get right to the point of your life, your point, your vision. Start living out the life you want now, today. Don't wait another minute. You can do it. Choose to have a great week. So there's your weekly kick, a little bit of inspiration, motivation, I hope, that will get you thinking about your inner success and part of that being the vision, living the vision that you have in mind for your life. Please connect with me anytime on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. Do visit my website. You can also contact me via email, debbie@debbieloosberg.com, if you'd like to talk about any of the success topics we discuss here. Keep in mind, there is not one thing you need to add to yourself. You only need to uncover what's already inside that inner success. It all begins with your thinking. You want to be more successful? Change your thoughts about it. Your success starts with you. Your thoughts, the choices you make, the actions you take. There's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, marvelous, the one and only you. Until next time, have a great week.